Today's episode is brought to you by RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, RockAuto.com. Okay, it's time for, I guess, the hot take episode. Travis Zajac should get his jersey number retired at the Prudential Center. That is it. That is the claim. That is the opening statement. Bear with it. We have a lot to discuss in this episode, and I have a lot of points to back up my claim, so buckle up.
You're Locked On Devils, your daily podcast on the New Jersey Devils. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Alrighty now, what is up, New Jersey? Welcome back to the Locked On Devils podcast here on the Locked On Network. I'm your host, Kyle Chalky, play-by-play announcer, and also Devils writer for the Hockey Writers, Trey Matthews. And it's currently 12:39 a.m. Eastern Time, September 22nd, 2021 at the time of recording. We are fast approaching the season, so 23 days until the opening face-off between the Chicago Blackhawks and the New Jersey Devils. So we are Bruce Driver's number away from the first puck drop of the new year for the New Jersey Devils. I am really looking forward to it. But first, let's take care of some groundkeeping before I get on with today's hot topic episode, in which a lot of you might agree with me and a lot of you might disagree with me. But you know what? That's the point of debate. We're just here to spark a discussion, and I'm going to say an opinion and you guys might agree with it. Some of you might disagree with it. But at the end of the day, I'm all for hearing both sides of the coin. So anyway, some groundkeeping. So if you missed yesterday's episode, I talked about Travis Zajac retiring from the NHL. He's returning to the New Jersey Devils organization to be a consultant. He signed a one-day contract to officially retire as a New Jersey Devil. I talked about the good. I talked about the bad. I talked about what he brought to the organization. And overall, I kind of made a little bit of a hot topic, and I'm sure a lot of you were looking forward to today's episode because it's time for me to sort of explain myself. So, does Travis Zajac deserve to have his jersey number retired at the Prudential Center? Now, a lot of you are probably going to roll your eyes and say, absolutely not, 100% no. But I'm going to make a case for it. And like I said, some of you are going to disagree with me. I've already heard from some opinions. You're probably thinking, wait, Bruce Driver didn't get his jersey number retired. Kirk Muller didn't get his jersey number retired. John McClain didn't get his jersey number retired. And I hear you, and I do hear the opinions, but at the end of the day, I just want to, you know, make a legit case for Travis Zajac, because whether you agree with me or not, he has brought a lot to the organization, and I think he deserves a lot more respect from not only Devils fans, but also more casual hockey fans. So I'm going to make a case as to why I think number 19 should be hanging in the rafters at the Prudential Center. So let's just talk about like a hypothetical scenario. So to paint you guys an overall picture. So I went on to Reddit to see if maybe any other New Jersey Devils fans agreed with my stance on this. And sure enough, I was able to find a post from about 5 years ago. So we're going to have to keep things into context, including the COVID-19 pandemic, because that shut a season down and that shortened the very next season. Then we got to think about Travis Zajac being traded and not being really utilized in the New York Islanders system. And then we got to think about the timing of his retirement and also what he was on pace to do for the time being. So again, Reddit is actually a great source to hear different opinions from different fans because they do bring up some good points. So overall, I'm going to read you guys part of the post that this person wrote about. He said, so here's why number 19 is going to the Raptors. Games played with a single franchise. Zajac is 31 years old with 4 years remaining on his current contract, which will bring him to 35 years old. So when we're looking at the age of Travis Zajac at the time of his retirement, he is 36 years old. So he turned 35 in May. Keep in mind, the season was a little different this year. So I guess like this person, since this was 5 years ago, I guess the year would be, in fact, this current year. So 2016. So I guess, you know, we're talking about the present of what Travis Ajak was on pace to do, if that makes any sense. So he currently averages 72 games a season before this season and ignoring the lockout season. So remember, we have to keep things in context. That's another factor we need to add in. Had the NHL not gone into a lockout the year after the New Jersey Devils lost in the Stanley Cup Finals, because that also kind of hinders, you know, the overall argument for Travis Zajac making it into the rafters of his jersey. So barring another serious injury, if Zajac continues that average for this season and the next four, he'll add 360 games to his total, bringing it to 1,059 total games as a Devil, a number only surpassed by Ken Danico, Martin Brodeur, and Patrick Elias. So, he played 1,024 career games, but keep in mind, he could have played in a lot more. And that's just another thing that kind of frustrates the argument, which is that, you know, he didn't participate in, like, I guess the certain amount of games that was required to just, you know, make the argument a little more clear, concise, and just, you know, help his overall goal. But I still feel as though, despite him not reaching that number of game milestones I'll talk about in a second, he still has some other attributes that can help his case to get into the rafters. So another 3-year deal that brings Zajac to 38 years old, and season played just another 161 games will bring him to 1,200 games played mark. Yeah, that's not going to happen. And this is just another thing that it sucks for Zajac, is just that there was a lot of turmoil in the New Jersey Devils front office and coaching staff, and he even expressed his frustration once he got to the New York Islanders. I talked about it in yesterday's episode. I talked about it in the episode a few months ago when it was breaking news and things of that nature. It's just like, you know, Zajac kind of fell out of favoritism, so the writing was on the wall that it was just his time to stop. So when things like that happen, when the younger guys are more favored over the veterans, sometimes it can be frustrating. And in this case, I can understand how this frustrates Zajac, because he's trying to make a name for himself, but at the same time, he isn't able to do so just because he's falling out of that, you know, favoritism role. He's not really getting the same amount of attention he once was, and overall it's just like not really helping his overall argument of, you know, getting his jersey number retired. I don't think that was his main priority. I'm not saying that it was on his mind 24/7, but I'm sure it was in the back of his mind, something he was thinking. I was just saying, oh man, if I could just play in so and so amount of games, then, you know, maybe I could have just, like, you know, reached that mark. So to give you guys some reference as to what he could have been on pace to do according to this Reddit user. So let's just say it's the middle of this past offseason. So it's the 2021 offseason. We're past the expansion draft. We're past the amateur draft. It's now free agency time. Let's just say, hypothetically, Travis Zajac signs a 3-year extension with the New Jersey Devils, and he's able to, you know, just maintain himself, like I mentioned, and just try to get by. So it's a very cheap deal. I'm just putting that out there as well. So no retired player in NHL history has logged 1,200 games for a single franchise and failed to have their number retired by that said franchise. So if Zajac was to hypothetically, you know, reach that 1,200 games played plateau, then despite his statistics, then no one, and they would have been a surefire thing, no one would have worn number 19 at the Prudential Center ever again. So why am I saying this? Why am I saying this hypothetical scenario that won't happen? I'm just trying to give you guys an overall picture as to how close Travis Zajac was to getting that surefire jersey number retirement, because a lot of people seem to just focus on the stats. A lot of people seem to focus on, like, Stanley Cups. But overall, when we're looking at Travis Zajac, look at the games played and look at the players that are surrounding him. So yes, he didn't get to 1,200 games to, you know, basically, you know, give himself a bona fide surefire thing to get his jersey number retired, but he was so close. And like I said, no retired player in NHL history has logged 1,200 plus games with the same franchise and not had their jersey number retired. You really think the New Jersey Devils would have made Travis Zajac the first player to, you know, not achieve that? come on, that would be a total dick move, if I'm being completely honest. So we're going to talk more about this in a second, but first I have to give you guys the first live read this morning, and it comes from rockauto.com. So with the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. So save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, or even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? RockAuto.com is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. RockAuto.com's prices are reliably low for every consumer. They have everything you need from brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Go explore their easy-to-use website to find the solution to all your auto parts needs. So go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. And now the second live read comes from DirecTV. So does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows. You're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for all the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream. It brings you live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract, so get rid of that clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at directtv.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. So getting back to the argument of Travis Zajac and why he should possibly get his jersey number retired. So, you know, this Reddit user went into full detail about, you know, Travis Zajac hasn't won a Stanley Cup. You know, what if Travis Zajac only played in this certain amount of games? So one thing I want to focus on is the Stanley Cup. So Zajac obviously doesn't have any Stanley Cup championships. However, he has had two golden opportunities back in 2012, in which the New Jersey Devils lost to the Los Angeles Kings. And then the more recent one was the New York Islanders, you know, playoff run this past season. Unfortunately, their efforts came up empty. So no Stanley Cup championships to the resume of Travis Zajac. However, I don't think we should focus on, you know, the championships, because listen, we're the New Jersey Devils. We have three Stanley Cup championships to our name. Let's focus more on the individual, you know, achievements for Travis Zajac. So I get it. It's probably a cliche to say this, but Stanley Cup championships, they're a team thing more than, you know, an individual thing. And Travis Zajac isn't that lone player to, you know, put your team over the edge in terms of just giving your team an extra boost to possibly win a championship. Like I said, in that Islanders trade a few months ago, he was just a throw-in piece, just, you know, for added insurance. So, you know, when we're looking at it from that perspective, I just feel as though let's hold back on just, you know, judging him for his Stanley Cup wins, because there's a lot of great hockey players who have played the great sport of hockey. However, they don't have a championship to their name, and they still have their jersey number retired. You know, there's, I believe, four or five players who have, you know, never won a Stanley Cup championship, yet they contributed to their organization in more ways than one. So look at it from that perspective. So, you know, that's one thing I want people to keep in mind. Yes, maybe Travis Zajac doesn't have any accolades to his name. He was close to winning a Selke Award, you know, in the early parts of his years, in which he finished in the top 10 and then, you know, finished 7th and 6th in back-to-back years. And then, you know, always tried to keep himself relevant in that race, but always came up empty. So, yes, he doesn't have any accolades to his name, but that's not what made Travis Zajac Travis Zajac. What made Travis Zajac was the fact that he was an Iron Man for the New Jersey Devils organization. Remember in yesterday's episode when I talked about there was like a 4 or 5 year span in which Travis Zajac played in 82 straight games? So that's something I want to focus on, which is the games played. So Travis Zajac, when we're looking at it, his games played overall, he only appeared in 1,024 games for the New Jersey Devils, at least. You know, it's hard to believe that, you know, I just say only has appeared, because, you know, that's a whole lot of games for a hockey player. I think any player would be grateful to, have that opportunity. So in total, when we're combining his tenure with the New York Islanders, in which he only appeared in 13 games, he has appeared in 1,037 total NHL games. So let's just focus on the New Jersey Devils. So this Reddit user actually came very prepared in his argument. So what if Zajac only plays in 1,000 games with New Jersey? So, you know, obviously he's played in 24 more games than 1,000. So, we're just going to have to base it off of that. So in this respective category, things are a little less set in stone. There are a few players who have had their number retired in this group without winning any cups, including Teppo Nuneman and Luke Robitaille and Rod Gilbert. So, you know, when we're looking at it from this perspective, there are a lot of players, like a whole lot of players, who have played in a lot of games and yet they don't get their jersey number retired. However, they're not the New Jersey Devils, because remember, we're the Devils. It's one of the reasons why Patrick Elias is having a tough time getting his name into the Hall of Fame, because his numbers are good for New Jersey Devils standards, but not good for, like, you know, NHL standards. So when we're comparing, like, a player like Patrick Elias to the rest of the NHL field, he falls behind the mark in a few respective categories in terms of just, you know, not really standing out. But he stands out for the New Jersey Devils organization because, interesting fact, I'm sure a lot of you already know this, but Patrick Elias leads our team in overall all-time goals, assists, and points. Yet, he is still not in the Hall of Fame, but he has his jersey number retired. So think of it from that overall perspective. So this Reddit user also says, if Zajac doesn't clear 1,100 games, I think it's more likely he won't get his number retired, but it's not impossible. So Teppo Nuneman is probably the best comparable in this group for retiring Zajac's number. If you disagree with me, then I'm interested to see how many games Zajac would have to play as a Devil to get his number retired. So that's the question I kind of want to focus on, and then we'll talk about Teppo Nuneman in a second. But I just want to talk about the overall game. So remember at the beginning of the episode, I said we have to take certain things into context, because remember, the NHL has had to shorten its season not once but twice during the course of Zajac's career, because I said in yesterday's episode, Travis Zajac led the league in overall games played during the 2012-2013 season with 48 games played. 48, that's almost cutting the season in half. So I'm just saying, like, you know, when we're looking at it from that overall perspective, it's just like we need to be fair to Travis Zajac, because some of the things that happened aren't his wrongdoing. So, you know, the NHL going into a lockout during the 2012-2013 season and cutting its season almost in half, that's not his fault. The NHL having to stop their season a little early because of COVID protocol, and the New Jersey Devils season abruptly ending and not, you know, being invited back to the bubble, that's not his wrongdoing. And the season being cut short to 56 games this past season, that's not on him as well. So it's just like, you know, another thing I want to consider is, like, he was also traded. Like, albeit it was 13 games, like, you know, that he played in for the New York Islanders, but he still could have played in a few more games for the New Jersey Devils, because remember, he seemed to have trouble fitting in with the New York Islanders system, and, you know, overall, he only played in 13 games. Sometimes he was a healthy scratch here and there, but, you know, when we're looking at it from that overall perspective, I'm no math magician, but I think that would have, you know, bumped up his total games played to at least, I believe, like 2,100, because remember, NHL's had to cut their season almost in half in 1 year. They had to cut their season, by 30 or so games of the COVID season. They had to stop play after like 60-something games. So, you know, there's that. And like I said, Travis Zajac was traded. If you need some more further reference, Travis Zajac appeared in 33 games this past season for the New Jersey Devils and 13 games for the New York Islanders, which brings his games play total from this past season to 46. So he appeared in 46 out of 56 potential games. So we're going to wrap this argument up in a second, because I feel as though the best player to compare him to is Teppo Nuneman, who got his jersey number retired by the Arizona Coyotes. We'll talk about that in a second, but first I have to give you guys the third and final live read this morning, and it comes from Bet Online. So we're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back on to start another football season. As As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just signing up. Don't forget to use the promo code NFL100 from football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. They are the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Remember, use the promo code LOCKEDON and check out our friends at Locked On Bets as well. So when looking at Travis Zajac and trying to, you know, make an argument as to why he should get his jersey number retired, let's look at someone who I think he's comparable to, and that's Teppo Nuneman. So Nuneman had his jersey number retired, like I mentioned before, by the Arizona Coyotes organization. So he appeared in 1,098 games for them. He had 108 goals, 426 assists for a grand total of 534 points, and he appeared in 1,098 games. So let's compare his stats with Travis Zajac's stats for a minute. But I just want to give you guys some reference. So the Winnipeg Jets, remember, they ended up becoming the Arizona Coyotes. So I'm just giving that reference because if you go to hockeyreference.com, you see that he spent 15 years for Phoenix and Winnipeg. So the reason for that is because, remember, the Winnipeg Jets became the Arizona Coyotes, just putting that out there. So when looking at Travis Zajac's overall statistics, Travis Zajac has appeared in 1,024 games for the New Jersey Devils. He has had 202 career goals, and he had 348 career assists for a grand total of 550 points. So while not, you know, exactly, still relatively close, like, you know, he's right there on the mark. So I'm just putting that out there. Like, you know, we really need to just, you know, put this into better perspective and say, like, it's not likely, but it's still possible. And I firmly believe that Travis Zajac should get his jersey number retired. So one last thing I want to look at is the games played. So Ken Danico is the all-time leader for the New Jersey Devils in games played with 1,283. Then Marty Brodeur with 1,259. Patrick Elias with 1,240. Then Travis Zajac with 1,024. Then after Travis Zajac is Scott Stevens with 956. So Danico has his jersey number retired. Marty Brodeur has his jersey number retired. Patrick Elias has his jersey number retired. Scott Stevens has his jersey number retired. And I'm looking at overall games played. Get Travis Zajac his jersey number retirement, okay? I feel as though, you know, he deserves it in that regards. And then when we're looking at overall goals, you know, first is Patrick Elias, obviously, with 408 career goals. Then John McClain. And the reason why John McClain, in my opinion, why his number is not retired by the New Jersey Devils organization, so this is, you know, a while back. It's just because he ended up playing for the New York Rangers. He kind of had a falling out with Lou Lamoriello. So I think that's the reason why, you know, he doesn't have his jersey number retired, just because there was some bad blood, you know, to end his New Jersey Devil tenure. So I feel as though had that not happened, I think he would have definitely gotten his jersey number retired. But I just think out of respect for Lou Lamoriello and the entire fan base, I think they just elect not to retire his jersey. And then Travis Zajac in the third position with 202 career goals. And then for assists, you know, Travis Zajac is fifth on the list behind Niedermeyer, Gomez, McClain. So, you know, I'm just saying, like, Scott Niedermeyer has his jersey number retired by the New Jersey Devils, and I think Travis Zajac deserves it too. And then when we're looking at overall points, John McClain, I already told you his overall situation. And then Travis Zajac with 550 points. And then Patrick Elias with 1,025. So remember, let's look at it from New Jersey Devil standards and not just an overall NHL hockey standards, because we're the New Jersey Devils. We're not up to NHL standards. I'm not trying to, you know, diminish ourselves, but like I said, the point I brought up was the reason why Patrick Elias isn't, you know, given more respect. It's just because he played for the New Jersey Devils, which was, you know, known for their defense. And, you know, Patrick Elias is the only forward to have his jersey number retired by the New Jersey Devils. So I think it's time for another forward to get his jersey number retired. And I think Travis Zajac should legitimately be next. So like I mentioned, you know, if you want to compare Travis Zajac to a player who has his jersey number retired with similar stat line, just in more games played, is Teppo Nuneman. And the fact that Travis Zajac is on Nuneman's tail, despite playing in, you know, 70-something less games than him, I think he honestly deserves it. And like I said, Travis Zajac has played 14 years with the New Jersey Devils organization. So I really hope I'm changing your perspective a little bit, because I'm sure a lot of you at the beginning of this episode were just like rolling your eyes, and you were just like, oh yeah, nah, yeah, whatever. Nah. I'm just saying, like, just thinking of it from that perspective. So the three main takeaways I want to give you is just like, let's compare him to other New Jersey Devils like royalty. Like, I compared him to Patrick Elias' statistics. You know, Scott Stevens, Scott Niedermeyer, Ken Danico. You know, just look at what they were able to do. Marty Brodeur in terms of games played, because, you know, Marty Brodeur is a goalie. We don't need to focus on that. But, you know, just look at it from that standpoint. And then, you know, just the fact that Travis Zajac is, you know, in the mix. And, like, you know, for games played, Danico, Brodeur, Elias, then him, and then Stevens. Like, you know, four of those five players have their jersey numbers hanging up in the Prudential Center. So I think Travis Zajac, it's just right to have his jersey number hang up beside them. And then, you know, for goals, you know, talked about John McClain's situation. Then, you know, for assists, Scott Niedermeyer has his jersey number retired. So I think that, you know, Travis Zajac, it's only right that he gets his jersey number retired, because the thing is, there was no bad blood when he went to the New York Islanders, because it wasn't his choice. The front office traded him to the New York Islanders organization. He didn't make the decision. So, you know, just think of it from that context. Just the fact that he couldn't finish his career with the New Jersey Devils, but he is a New Jersey Devils legend, in my opinion. And if you want to compare him to a player, compare him to Teppo Nuneman. So let me know what you guys think. Do you think Travis Zajac should get his jersey number retired by the New Jersey Devils? Because I hope this kind of changed your perspective on it. And that's all the time I have for you guys today. Let me know what you guys think on Twitter, because I'm curious to hear you guys' responses. So thanks for listening. Continue to stay safe and have a wonderful day, New Jersey. We are close to the opening face-off to begin the new year. I'm really excited. We're less than a month away. So I will catch you guys in the next episode. Thanks for listening, and go Devils!